Episode 2709, What is Your Agenda for Your Child?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. It's Friday, and I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen. For you, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and sometimes, you know what, we just have to be real and honest with ourselves. We also have to be supportive of each other. Life is not easy. That's why when you're here, it's all about lifting up and coming together and saying, you know what, you're doing a good job, Mom. You got this. But the question today is, what is your agenda for your child? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, you might be enjoying some great summer fun right now, taking a vacation with the family. If you're listening, I just want to say thank you. And if you hear something that you know would help or encourage another woman in your life, please forward the podcast on to that individual, because you know what? We're better together. And sometimes I think we assume people are fine, but it's really nice to get a little note that says, you know what? Just thinking about you, thought you might be interested in this. Food for thought. All right, let's dive in. Parents fall into the trap of doing what comes easy for them instead of focusing on what's best for the child. What is your agenda for your child? We all have hopes and dreams for our children, right? I have five. I have a lot of hopes and dreams, and sometimes it exhausts me when I think about, oh, you know, I'd hold them in their rocking chair in their bedroom and just allowing myself to be that nice, snuggly, you know, buggly mom that you just want to be and you never want to lose that. I can go back with each of them. I remember the songs I would sing to them, and I'm thinking, gosh, I just have hopes and dreams, and I would say prayers over them, and I would ask God to protect them. But as they get older, right, and they come into their own selves, they begin to develop dreams and hopes for their lives. They have outlooks that don't look always the same as ours. Many parents try to make life easy for their kids, rightfully so. However, sometimes we do it because, well, we're just trying to get them on a better team. All of this is so the children don't have to work as hard as the parents did growing up. And you know what? I get that. We all have those moments. We want to make it easy. We want our kids to succeed. Maxine Lagacy says this, "The more you make it easy for your kids, the more you remove the struggle necessary for learning." And without the struggle, they don't have the opportunities to experience their strengths. Where are you with your child growing up? Now, if you're an empty nester, you're like, oh, I made it through. Well, let me tell you, I'm celebrating our baby. He's going to be turning the big 1-8. I will have now 5 adult children, technically. Now, between you and me, maybe we still have a few more years to grow up. Just saying, but that's for another episode. But seriously, right? By law, they are all adults, which is encouraging. I made it. And we kind of want to be like, ah, we got this. Now, as empty nesters, it's wonderful. Now, I'm not empty nesting by any means. Huh, we still have 3 of the 5 at home. And then all of them still visit. So, you know, it's like they never left. And that's how we like it. That's how our family is. I don't know about yours, but we like it that way. A little chaotic every once in a while, but you know what? We go with it. But it is important for us to think, okay, what is our influence over our children? We have an extreme amount of influence on our kids. And if we make it easy for our kids and we don't allow them to struggle, which allows them to push through troubles, then they're never going to learn what it's like to get on the other side of something. They're going to leave all their strengths behind. And you wonder maybe why we're in the position we are today. Are we really doing our next generations the better way, as in just giving everything to them, handing it to them on a silver platter? I don't know that that is the right answer. Now, I'm not saying that, come on, we can make it a little easy. a computer here, extra things here. I understand that. But when we are that drone parent or that helicopter parent that says, oh, I got to go and bulldoze everything down. I even heard of it called a lawnmower parent because you just run over everybody and then your child just has to step in because it's all done. Everything's cut, well-groomed. There's no worries. Don't limit your children by making their lives easy. And that's a hard thing to do. Because we don't want our kids to work as hard as we had to. Yet, honestly, my generation, we didn't have to work really hard. I mean, yeah, we did, but my moms and my grandmas and my great grandmas, of which, yes, I had the privilege of knowing them, which I was very blessed to be able to have that honor and privilege. A lot of kids don't. But I got to hear stories directly from them, what it was like growing up. Now, I wasn't old and mature, but I remember them telling me maybe a phrase or two when I was little itty bitty. And then as I got older, the stories grew and more people then poured into me. So like my grandma and my grandpa, they would tell me stories that would elaborate on what great grandma and great grandpa did. But if we limit our children because we are making decisions for them, we're making life always easy for them, how are they going to go out and do things right by themselves? I mean, seriously. We as parents need to be challenging our children to see the reflections in action. Challenge them to grow, to know themselves. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Challenge your child to grow, to know himself or herself. Your child grows based on outcomes and experiences throughout his or her lifetime. And when this is obsolete or minimized, the child is the one who suffers. I mean, really digest that for a minute. If we sit here and we hand our children everything on a silver platter, they don't have to work for anything. And I'm not saying about going to get a job. If your child has the opportunity to go to college and they don't have to work too, fabulous. But that doesn't mean that they still can't learn some basic necessities and things at home. That doesn't mean they can't go and get an internship and not have to be a paid internship, but they just go and follow and shadow. I love that word, shadow. They get to shadow someone. They get to see what it's like. You can still have responsibilities. There doesn't always have to be money attached to it. Now, for some people, they have to have money attached to it because that's the only way that keeps them going. And that's for you and your family to decide together. That's not for me to decide for you. I know for me growing up, we didn't have an allowance. Now, we also didn't have a lot of money either. We never went with nothing, though. But we all were expected to participate in the family activities. We were there, you know, there wasn't an option. Okay, we're going to go up and visit our family in Kansas. Okay, well, we went. We didn't say, oh, I don't want to go. I'm staying back. No, we went as a family. And I think sometimes we forget, number one, that our job as parents is to really bring them and raise them up, pass on the morals and the values that are going to change their lives as they continue. Because what happens? If you look back, go back generations after generations after generations. Values? You can see already. I don't have to say anything. You're already thinking about it. You're already thinking about a situation that happened this week that you saw in the news or you heard or you were talking at work or even passing the subway or while you're getting your coffee in line and you could be in your own car and you'd hear it. We have to come together as parents and say, you know what, we've got to raise up strong children. And children who know who they can become. And it's not because of their doing, but of God's doing. So how can you challenge your child to grow, to know himself or to know herself? Number one, you got to release the reins. Yes, you want what's best for your child. I get that. I do too. But that doesn't mean you make sure everything is a win for your child. That's not real life. A loss is beneficial. I mean, I could talk about that for hours. We have five children. Our children have faced many losses, and some I wish they didn't even have to face. They faced losses of family members passing away way too soon. My dad. They experience losses as, you know, sports teams not winning. When they were in the little peewee type age group, right? 3 years old, you're like, hopefully they're not going to fall down and get hurt. But you just love seeing them running around. Doesn't make any sense on the field, but it is sure fun to watch those kids run. Really, the ball's chasing them. They're not chasing the ball. Good old days, right? But a loss is beneficial. Not everyone can have a trophy. Yes, you heard me say it. My daughters, they competed in various things. My sons did too. One of my daughters did competition dance. And when she did that, did she win every time? No. In fact, if I was really to think back, she may have lost more than she won. But did she give up? No. I mean, what would have happened if she never experienced a loss? She would have gotten out in the real world, graduated from college, got married, had a child, and her first loss, she freaks out because she never experiences it. Emotionally, she doesn't know how to handle it. She doesn't know what to do. Release the reins. Yes, there are some things we need to be able to catch our children, but we can catch them and help them walk through. We don't have to do everything for them. There is a difference. Number two, encourage. Encourage your child to reflect. This is so important. As your child matures in age, teaching him how to reflect on pivotal moments gives him room to really understand the deeper side of life. And your girls have got to do it too. Your girls have got to learn how to reflect on pivotal moments. I can remember still to this day, I would lay in bed and I would sit there and replay different things in my head. And I would sit there and analyze it. And I would analyze. I wouldn't just reflect, I analyzed. That's just me though. And that is what makes me, right? Because some people will reflect, but oh, I like to analyze a little bit more. I take it a bit further. And I've done this since a small age. My parents didn't teach me directly and say, okay, now sit down when you lay in bed. This is how you do it. No. Number one, they modeled it to me. My mom and dad have always been in the business of serving. Always. My mom a teacher. My dad, a minister, a pastor, a chaplain. We never stopped serving. And so it's very interesting where, you know, we as now children grow up to be parents. And then it's like, well, how do we teach our kids? Well, yeah, we can have a role model. Are you reflecting too? Do you have a conversation to yourself and say, gosh, could I have handled that situation better? That's reflecting. That's looking back and saying, could I have done something differently that would have made the outcome a better outcome than what it was? Maybe your child had a recent car accident. Well, can you have the conversation? Son, what could you have done differently to avoid the car accident? There may not have been anything he could have done. But when you build those skills, it allows them to really understand that there's more to life than I'm just getting in the car and I'm going somewhere. When you drive in a car, it's, you know, you're driving a bomb basically on four wheels. I mean, come on, it's got gasoline in it. Okay, if you're driving an electric, that's for a whole nother conversation. But it's a responsibility and one that we cannot take lightly. Yet we just get on the road and think we're going to magically appear at the place that we want to be. The destination's going to be here. But are we going to get there alive, where we really want to go? So it's important to encourage your child to reflect. And it doesn't come easy. And some will get the hang of it now. Some who love to journal, this is a great thing. That's what journaling is reflecting. But you know, reflection doesn't have to be writing. You can think about it. I've done so much in my head, it's amazing my brain still works, seriously. And there are days that I just have to get a piece of paper and I just brain dump. And then there are other days I'm like, nope, it's all in my head. And I can go back and tell you so many things. That's how my brain works. Each child is different. So you learn their quirks. You learn their strengths. You learn what works for them. And then you can encourage them in that manner. If you got a girl who loves to journal and loves to, you know, draw things and all of this, great. Encourage her. Buy her journals. Get her cool pens. But if you've got another child, maybe it's a boy, that says, oh, I don't even want to do any writing. I've got one boy who loves to write. The other two, like, no. But then I also have one who likes to read philosophy. Go figure. By choice, I didn't make him do that. He's a deep thinker. And he takes very interesting notes, but that's him. Again, there's no right or wrong. It's about, though, being able to say, okay, son, daughter, I want to be able to teach you reflection. And not just what you see in the mirror, but true critical reflection. It's not easy, but I know you can do it. So don't worry about it now. Just listen. These are just three things. And you may already be doing this. Just because I'm saying this doesn't mean you're not doing it, okay? This is not finger pointing. This is a reminder to me too. There are days, man, I'm spot on. I'm so good. I'm just saying, I am. I need a trophy for it. No, I don't. But then there are other days that I fail miserably. And so this is not just for you. It's for all of us as parents. So we can truly come together and raise an incredible generation that can go out and impact the world that they touch. Release the reins, encourage your child to reflect. And finally, number three, simplify to amplify. When teachable moments arise, don't try to give too many specifics or details that are too deep. It's probably just not the time. Keep it simple. When you simplify as much as possible, you give your child the opportunity to amplify his or her strengths. You give them, right, a way to reflect the way they need to. Or you also give them the way to, wait, come back and ask more questions. Mom, you said this. What did you mean by that? Because in serious situations, monumental moments, those teachable moments, and we all have them, some are very small and others are very big, but they all are monumental in growing up. And there's many of them in a day. But if you sit there and have a sermon preached at them every single time, you're going to lose your child. They're going to tune you out. Your spouse may tune you out. I guarantee your child will definitely tune you out. And they learn that way quicker than they learn anything else. You don't want your children to shut you down and shut you out. So simplify to amplify. You know, I just got to say, life is not easy. Being a parent is tough. However, parenting doesn't have to feel like a chore in your life, of which, you know, you're not getting paid for, nor are you getting that trophy. Just saying. But I know you're doing your best. So continue doing your best and look for ways to become better. That in itself is commendable. So my challenge for you today is your agenda for you or your child. I really want you to think about that. It's confession day. Be honest. And when you answer that, whether a yes or no, or you're like, well, maybe, dissect it a little bit. Pull it apart. Say, okay, maybe during this time when we're talking about soccer, man, yes, I am so about the agenda is all mama's. And I'm going to make sure he's going to get the best and he's going to go and be on the best traveling team. I want him to be a soccer star because that's what he wants. Is that really what he wants? Or is that your agenda? Right? So be honest. Maybe there are things that, no, your son actually loves soccer and he wants to be a superstar. But maybe you're pushing your agenda as in, well, you want him to eat all plant-based. And you're pushing that. Maybe he's like, Mom, I really would like some meat because I enjoy it. Now, of course, this is a family decision. I'm not saying any of this is right or wrong. You have to decide. But here, Create Your Now is about looking at where you are. And saying, this is where we're going today. because I have today to be present, to be incredible, to most definitely be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.